The Stress-Free Habit by David J. Klo. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Habit by David J. Klo is a book that provides readers with the tools and strategies to reduce stress in their lives. The author explains how stress can be managed through simple lifestyle changes, such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, and practicing mindfulness. He also discusses the importance of developing positive relationships with others and cultivating an attitude of gratitude. Klo begins by discussing the physical effects of stress on our bodies and minds. He then outlines 5 key steps for reducing stress: recognizing triggers, understanding your reactions, creating a plan for managing stressful situations, learning relaxation techniques, and building resilience. Throughout the book, he emphasizes that it's important to take time out from busy schedules to relax and recharge. Klo also explores how different types of people respond differently to stressors, including those who are more prone to anxiety or depression than others. He encourages readers to identify their own unique needs when it comes to dealing with stressful situations so they can develop personalized coping strategies. In addition, Klo offers advice on how best to communicate effectively during times of high emotion or tension in order to avoid conflict or misunderstandings. Finally, he stresses the importance of self-care, taking care of one's mental health, as well as seeking professional help if needed. Overall, The Stress-Free Habit provides practical tips for managing everyday life challenges while maintaining balance between work and personal life commitments. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for ways to reduce their levels of daily stress. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a mindful attitude. A mindful attitude is essential for reducing stress and creating a more peaceful life. It involves being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. This can be achieved through meditation, yoga, and other relaxation techniques. Main idea number 2. Create a stress-free environment. Creating a stress-free environment is key to reducing stress. This includes eliminating clutter, creating a comfortable and inviting space, and setting boundaries with others. Main idea number 3. Practice self-care. Self-care is essential for reducing stress. This includes getting enough sleep, eating healthy, exercising regularly, and taking time for yourself. Main idea number 4. Manage your time. Time management is essential for reducing stress. This includes setting realistic goals, breaking tasks into smaller chunks, and delegating tasks when possible. Main idea number 5. Develop healthy habits. Developing healthy habits is essential for reducing stress. This includes eating healthy, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep. Main idea number 6. Learn to say no. Learning to say no is essential for reducing stress. This includes setting boundaries with others and saying no to tasks that are not necessary. Main idea number 7. Practice positive thinking. Positive thinking is essential for reducing stress. This includes reframing negative thoughts, focusing on the positive, and being mindful of your thoughts. Main idea number 8. Connect with others. Connecting with others is essential for reducing stress. This includes spending time with family and friends, joining a support group, and volunteering. Main idea number 9. Take breaks. Taking breaks is essential for reducing stress. This includes taking a few minutes each day to relax, meditate, or do something enjoyable. Main idea number 10. Get organized. Getting organized is essential for reducing stress. This includes creating a plan for the day, setting priorities, and breaking tasks into smaller chunks. Main idea number 11. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is essential for reducing stress. This includes taking time to appreciate the good things in life and expressing gratitude to others. Main idea number 12. Find your purpose. Finding your purpose is essential for reducing stress. This includes exploring your passions and interests and finding ways to make a difference in the world. Main idea number 13. Get outside. Getting outside is essential for reducing stress. This includes taking a walk, going for a hike, or spending time in nature. Main idea number 14. Take time for fun. Taking time for fun is essential for reducing stress. This includes doing activities that bring joy and relaxation, such as reading, listening to music, or playing a game. Main idea number 15. Learn to forgive. Learning to forgive is essential for reducing stress. This includes forgiving yourself and others and letting go of grudges. Main idea number 16. Manage your emotions. Managing your emotions is essential for reducing stress. This includes recognizing and accepting your emotions, expressing them in healthy ways, and seeking help when needed. Main idea number 17. Create a support system. Creating a support system is essential for reducing stress. This includes finding people who can provide emotional support and understanding. Main idea number 18. Take care of your body. Taking care of your body is essential for reducing stress. This includes getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. Main idea number 19. Find balance. Finding balance is essential for reducing stress. This includes making time for work, family, and leisure activities. Main idea number 20. Develop coping skills. Developing coping skills is essential for reducing stress. This includes learning relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing a mindful attitude is an important step in reducing stress and creating a more peaceful life. It involves being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. This can be achieved through various relaxation techniques such as meditation, yoga, deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, and mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. Meditation helps to cultivate awareness by focusing on the breath or other objects of attention. Yoga combines physical postures with conscious breathing to help bring balance to body and mind. Deep breathing exercises involve taking slow breaths from the diaphragm while counting each inhalation and exhalation. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing then relaxing different muscles throughout the body one at a time. Guided imagery uses visualization techniques to create mental images that evoke positive feelings or emotions. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT, teaches individuals how to observe their thoughts without judging them or getting caught up in them emotionally. By practicing these techniques regularly, we can learn how to become more mindful of our thoughts and feelings so that we can respond rather than react when faced with stressful situations. Developing this kind of attitude will help us lead calmer lives filled with greater peace and contentment. Main idea number 2. Creating a stress-free environment is essential for reducing stress. Clutter can be overwhelming and distracting, so it's important to keep your space organized and free of unnecessary items. A comfortable atmosphere with inviting furniture and decorations can help you relax and feel at ease in your home or workspace. It's also important to set boundaries with others when creating a stress-free environment. This means setting limits on how much time you spend with people who are draining or negative, as well as taking breaks from technology when needed. Taking the time to create an environment that works for you will help reduce stress levels significantly. Main idea number 3. Practicing self-care is an important part of reducing stress. Self-care involves taking care of your physical and mental health so that you can better manage the demands of life. This includes getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, and taking time for yourself to relax and unwind. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress levels. Aim to get 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night in order to feel rested and energized during the day. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats will help keep your energy levels up throughout the day. Exercising regularly helps reduce stress by releasing endorphins, which are natural mood boosters. Take some time out each week to do something active, like going for a walk or jog or joining a yoga class. Finally, make sure you take some time out just for yourself every day, whether it's reading a book or listening to music. This will help you relax and recharge. Main idea number 4. Managing your time is an important part of reducing stress. It involves setting realistic goals, breaking tasks into smaller chunks, and delegating tasks when possible. This helps to ensure that you are not overwhelmed by the amount of work you have to do in a given day or week. By taking the time to plan out what needs to be done and how it can be accomplished, you can reduce stress levels significantly. When setting goals for yourself, make sure they are achievable within a reasonable time frame. Breaking down larger tasks into smaller ones makes them more manageable and less intimidating. Delegating tasks whenever possible also helps lighten your workload so that you don't feel like everything rests on your shoulders alone. Time management is an essential skill for anyone looking to reduce their stress levels. With proper planning and organization, it's possible to get through even the most daunting task lists without feeling overwhelmed or stressed out. Main idea number 5. Developing healthy habits is essential for reducing stress. Eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep are all important components of maintaining good physical health. Eating nutritious foods helps to provide the body with the energy it needs to function properly and can help reduce fatigue and improve mood. Regular exercise not only helps to keep your body in shape but also releases endorphins, which can help reduce stress levels. Getting adequate rest is also an important part of managing stress levels. Sleep deprivation can lead to irritability, difficulty concentrating, and impaired decision-making skills, all of which can increase feelings of anxiety or depression. Aim for 7 to 9 hours per night if possible. However, even just taking short naps during the day when you feel tired can be beneficial. Finally, developing healthy habits such as mindfulness meditation or yoga may also be helpful in reducing stress levels by allowing you to take time out from your busy schedule and focus on calming activities that promote relaxation. Main idea number 6. Learning to say no is an important skill for reducing stress. It means setting boundaries with others and not taking on tasks that are unnecessary or beyond our capabilities. Saying no can be difficult, especially if we feel obligated to please others or fear the consequences of saying no. However, it's essential for maintaining a healthy balance between work and personal life. When faced with a situation where you need to say no, take some time to think about your priorities and what matters most in the long run. Consider how much energy you have available and whether this task will help you reach your goals or just add more stress into your life. If it's something that isn't necessary or won't benefit you in any way, then don't hesitate to politely decline. It's also important to remember that saying no doesn't make us selfish, rather it allows us the freedom and space needed for self-care so we can better serve ourselves and those around us. Learning how to set boundaries is key for managing stress levels over time. Main idea number 7. Practicing positive thinking is an important part of reducing stress. It involves reframing negative thoughts, focusing on the positives, and being mindful of your own thought patterns. Reframing negative thoughts means looking at a situation from a different perspective and finding something positive in it. This can help to reduce feelings of anxiety or fear that may be associated with the situation. Focusing on the positives also helps to reduce stress by allowing you to focus on what is going well instead of dwelling on what isn't working out as planned. Being mindful of your own thought patterns is also essential for reducing stress levels. Pay attention to how you are feeling and take note when you start having negative thoughts about yourself or a situation. Acknowledge these thoughts but don't dwell on them, Instead, try to replace them with more positive ones that will help you move forward in a healthier way. By practicing positive thinking regularly, we can learn how to better manage our emotions and reactions in stressful situations so that we can stay calm and focused even when things get tough. Main idea number 8. Connecting with others is an important part of reducing stress. It can help to build a strong support system and provide emotional comfort during difficult times. Spending time with family and friends, joining a support group, or volunteering are all great ways to connect with others. Having meaningful conversations and engaging in activities that bring joy can be beneficial for both mental and physical health. Connecting with people who share similar interests or experiences can also be helpful in providing understanding and validation. Additionally, connecting with those who have different perspectives can broaden our own views on life. Making connections doesn't always have to involve face-to-face interactions either. There are many online communities where individuals from around the world come together to discuss topics they care about or offer advice when needed. No matter how you choose to connect, it's important to remember that having meaningful relationships is essential for managing stress levels over time. Main idea number 9. Taking breaks is essential for reducing stress. It can be easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but it's important to take a few minutes each day to relax and unwind. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help you stay focused, productive, and energized. One way to do this is by taking time out for yourself. This could include activities such as reading a book, going for a walk or jog, listening to music, or doing something creative like painting or drawing. Meditation is also an excellent way to reduce stress levels. Even just 5 minutes of mindful breathing can make all the difference. Another great way to take a break from your daily routine is by engaging in enjoyable activities with friends and family members. Spending quality time with loved ones helps us feel connected and supported, which can have positive effects on our mental health. Finally, don't forget that taking care of your physical health is just as important as taking care of your mental health when it comes to managing stress levels. Eating healthy meals regularly throughout the day will give you more energy, while exercising regularly will help keep your body strong. Main idea number 10. Getting organized is an important step in reducing stress. It can help to create a plan for the day, setting priorities and breaking tasks into smaller chunks. This will make it easier to manage your time and energy more efficiently, allowing you to focus on what needs to be done without feeling overwhelmed. Organizing your space can also help reduce stress levels. Having a designated place for everything makes it easier to find items when needed and reduces the amount of clutter that can cause anxiety or distraction. Taking some time each week or month to declutter and reorganize will keep things running smoothly. Finally, organizing your thoughts is just as important as organizing physical objects. Writing down ideas, plans, goals, and tasks helps clear mental clutter so that you can focus on what's most important at any given moment. Keeping track of progress towards goals also provides motivation, which further reduces stress. Main idea number 11. Practicing gratitude is an important part of reducing stress. It involves taking time to appreciate the good things in life and expressing gratitude to others. When we take a moment to recognize the positive aspects of our lives, it can help us feel more content and less overwhelmed by our problems. Expressing appreciation for what we have can also help us build stronger relationships with those around us. One way to practice gratitude is by keeping a journal or writing down 3 things you are grateful for each day. This helps remind you of all the wonderful people, experiences, and opportunities that make up your life. You could also write thank you notes or letters expressing your appreciation for someone who has made a difference in your life. Another way to practice gratitude is through acts of kindness towards others. Doing something nice for someone else not only makes them feel appreciated but can also boost your own mood as well. Whether it's helping out at a local charity event or simply offering words of encouragement when needed, small gestures like these can go a long way. Finally, practicing mindfulness is another great way to cultivate feelings of gratitude in everyday life. Taking time out from busy schedules and focusing on being present in the moment allows us to be aware of all that we have right now instead of worrying about what might happen next. Main idea number 12. Finding your purpose in life is an important step to reducing stress. It can be difficult to figure out what our true purpose is, but it's worth the effort. Taking time to explore our passions and interests can help us discover what we are truly passionate about and how we want to make a difference in the world. Once we have identified our purpose, it becomes easier to focus on activities that bring us joy and fulfillment instead of worrying about things that don't matter. The book The Stress-Free Habit by David J. Clough provides helpful advice for finding one's purpose in life. He suggests taking time each day for self-reflection, setting goals based on your values, and creating a plan of action for achieving those goals. Additionally, he encourages readers to practice gratitude and mindfulness as they work towards their goals so they can stay focused on their mission. By finding our purpose in life, we can reduce stress levels significantly because it gives us direction and meaning. We become more motivated when working towards something meaningful rather than just going through the motions without any real sense of accomplishment or satisfaction at the end of the day. Main idea number 13. Getting outside is an important part of reducing stress. Taking a walk, going for a hike, or spending time in nature can all help to reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Being outdoors has been shown to have positive effects on mental health, as it allows us to take a break from the hustle and bustle of everyday life and reconnect with our natural environment. Studies have also found that being in nature can help boost creativity and productivity. Spending time outdoors can be especially beneficial if you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious. Nature provides an opportunity to step away from your worries and focus on something else, like the beauty of the trees around you or the sound of birds chirping in the distance. It's also a great way to get some exercise while enjoying fresh air and sunshine. If possible, try to make getting outside part of your daily routine. Even just taking 10 minutes each day for yourself can make a big difference when it comes to managing stress levels over time. Main idea number 14. Taking time for fun is essential for reducing stress. This means taking a break from the daily grind and dedicating some time to activities that bring joy and relaxation. It could be as simple as reading a book, listening to music, or playing a game with friends or family. Taking this time can help you relax and recharge your battery so that when it comes time to tackle tasks again, you're better equipped to do so. It's important not to feel guilty about taking this me time either. It doesn't mean you are being lazy or unproductive. In fact, research has shown that taking regular breaks throughout the day can actually increase productivity in the long run. So don't forget, take some time out of your day for yourself and have some fun. Main idea number 15. Learning to forgive is an important part of reducing stress. It can be difficult to let go of grudges and resentments, but it is essential for our mental health. Forgiving ourselves and others allows us to move on from the past and focus on the present moment. When we are able to forgive, we free up energy that was previously being used in negative thoughts or feelings towards someone else. Forgiveness does not mean condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened, rather, it means accepting that mistakes were made and allowing yourself to move forward without carrying a burden of resentment with you. This process can take time, so don't expect immediate results. Start by recognizing when you feel anger or hurt towards someone else, then practice self-compassion as you work through your emotions. It may also help to talk about your feelings with a trusted friend or family member who can provide support during this process. Finally, remember that forgiveness is not just for other people, it's also important to forgive yourself for any mistakes you have made in the past. By learning how to forgive both ourselves and others, we can reduce stress levels significantly. Main idea number 16. Managing your emotions is an important part of reducing stress. It involves recognizing and accepting the emotions you are feeling, expressing them in healthy ways, and seeking help when needed. This can be done through a variety of methods such as mindfulness meditation, journaling, talking to friends or family members about how you feel, or engaging in activities that bring joy and relaxation. Mindfulness meditation is a great way to become aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It helps to cultivate self-awareness so that you can recognize when negative emotions arise and take steps to manage them before they become overwhelming. Journaling is another helpful tool for managing your emotions because it allows you to express yourself without fear of judgment from others. Talking with trusted friends or family members can also provide support during difficult times. Finally, engaging in activities that bring joy and relaxation can help reduce stress levels by providing an outlet for emotional expression. Examples include listening to music, going for walks in nature, reading books or magazines, playing sports or games with friends/family members, etc. By taking the time to manage our emotions, we can better cope with stressful situations while maintaining our mental health and well-being. Main idea number 17. Creating a support system is essential for reducing stress. Having people who can provide emotional support and understanding can help to alleviate the pressure of difficult situations. It's important to find people who are willing to listen without judgment, offer advice when needed, and be there for you in times of need. Having a strong network of friends or family members that you trust can make all the difference when it comes to managing stress. They may be able to provide comfort during tough times, give helpful advice on how best to handle certain situations, or just lend an ear if you need someone to talk with. Additionally, having supportive relationships can also help boost your self-esteem and confidence, which will further reduce stress levels. It's also beneficial to seek out professional help if necessary. Talking with a therapist or counselor about your feelings and experiences can be incredibly helpful in learning how best manage stressful moments as well as developing healthy coping strategies for future use. Main idea number 18. Taking care of your body is essential for reducing stress. This means getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. When you get enough restful sleep, it helps to reduce the amount of cortisol, the stress hormone, in your body. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables can help provide the nutrients needed to keep your energy levels up throughout the day. Regular exercise also helps to reduce stress by releasing endorphins that make us feel good. In addition to these physical activities, taking time out for yourself is important too. Make sure you take breaks during the day or schedule some me time where you can relax and unwind without any distractions or obligations. Taking care of yourself mentally as well as physically will help you stay calm and relaxed even when life gets hectic. Main idea number 19. Finding balance in life is essential for reducing stress. This means making time for work, family, and leisure activities. It's important to prioritize the things that are most important to you and make sure they get done first. That way, when it comes time to relax or spend time with loved ones, you won't feel guilty about taking a break from your responsibilities. It can be difficult to find balance between all of these areas of life, but it is possible. Start by setting realistic goals and expectations for yourself so that you don't become overwhelmed or overworked. Make sure to take breaks throughout the day and give yourself permission to enjoy leisure activities without feeling guilty about it. Finally, remember that finding balance doesn't mean having everything perfectly balanced at all times, rather, it's about creating a lifestyle where there is enough room for both work and play. With practice and dedication, anyone can learn how to achieve this kind of equilibrium in their lives. Main idea number 20. Developing coping skills is essential for reducing stress. This includes learning relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation. Deep breathing involves taking slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing and relaxing different muscles throughout the body to help reduce tension. Other coping strategies include mindfulness meditation, yoga, journaling, exercise, talking with a friend or therapist about your feelings, and engaging in activities that bring joy. It's important to remember that developing effective coping skills takes time and practice. It can be helpful to set aside some time each day to focus on these practices so they become more natural over time. Additionally, it's important to recognize when you're feeling overwhelmed by stressors so you can take steps towards managing them before they become too overwhelming. Finally, it's also beneficial to have a support system of friends or family members who understand what you are going through and can provide emotional support during difficult times. Having someone who understands your struggles can make all the difference when it comes to managing stress. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.